Amen. 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 Just so you all know, you're not seeing things. We have rearranged the furniture. Amen. Amen. Trying to get a balanced sound and just trying to figure it out. So I'm sure I will hear from some of you. Amen. Deacon Barnes already tweaked what I had in mind, but I like it. So we'll just pray as we figure it out. Will you stand to your feet and secure your Bibles as we read Galatians 3, verses 26 through 29. Well, I'm the NIV, Galatians 3, verses 26 through 29, and I'll be reading from the NIV version that will also be found on the screen behind me. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ. There's neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. You may be seated. Amen. Where do you belong? I remember growing up in a small town in Michigan, asking myself that question often when I was young. I had to figure out in the pecking order, I was number 7, but I didn't look like anybody. I didn't sound like anybody. And so I had to figure out, where did I belong in that clan, the King clan? I also was always puzzled. I don't know if it happened in big cities, but it happened in my little town. Whenever I met a friend on the basketball court or brought me home from school, I would go over their house, and if their parents didn't know me, they would say, "Who is your parents? Anybody remember that? What's their names and what church did they go to?" Trying to figure out where I belong. I think it was an indication of how I was going to act in their house. Amen. Maybe should they hide the silverware? Amen. Where do you belong? Do you feel like you belong anywhere? I can only imagine how the immigrant children felt as they are trying to escape persecution and poverty to get here and be separated from the only person who they knew loved them, their parents. Yeah. Can you imagine the immigrant children asking themselves in this big world, Where do I belong? I can only imagine some of them still being separated from their parents, the only person who they know loved them. We need to pray about that situation. I understand valuation laws, but there is a way that does that, that values every child, every person's humanity. Where do you belong? Brother Lucas and I were at a training or a seminar at Yale, and the African-American bishop talked about African-Americans who went to a Methodist church early on, and they, even though they were all Christian, the African-Americans in the 1700s, 1800s, they had to sit in a special section in the balcony. And one day when the balcony was crowded, they told him to move out of those seats and give them to the white people. One of the, what was his name? Richard Allen, who established the African-American Methodist Church. He looked at them and said, "You won't have to worry about us no more." Because they didn't feel like they belong. Can I make it even more painful for me? Last week or the week before, Deacon Dolores Cardium stood at that mic and prayed and said, right here at Christian Tabernacle Baptist Church, sometimes she felt like she didn't belong. Where do you belong? We've been studying Galatians, and Paul is talking to the Galatians and really the Judaizers, the Jews, who were preaching another doctrine. And they were preaching another doctrine, Paul says in chapter 1, a different gospel, because they were really asking the question of how much of a Jew do you have to really be to be a Christian? Yeah, you need Jesus, but you need to be circumcised. And what Paul says that was hypocritical was for those who had known the truth, Peter and others, because they wanted to belong to the Jews, even though they knew that all had to be saved by faith in Jesus Christ, Peter began to pull back from the Gentiles because he too wanted to belong with his brothers and sisters who were Jewish. The strong need to belong is just in us. Yeah. In the pyramid, it's midway. It is an essential need we have to feel as though somebody accepts us somewhere. Turn to your neighbor and say, you belong here. Paul says in Galatians that first of all, that we belong to Christ. Somebody say, I belong to Jesus. Paul says in Galatians 3:29, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Thank God that no matter how I look, thank God no matter social class that I'm in, thank God no matter what school I went to, what church I go to, what denomination I belong to, if nobody accepts me, I can take it to the bank that God accepts me and I belong to Jesus. Paul says we belong to Christ. Paul says we belong to Christ, and we know that because God calls us his children. In verse 26, it says, so in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. What Paul is saying, we've been adopted into the family of God through faith. Sometimes the world can be so cruel. But no matter how the world treats you, no matter how the church can treat you, thank God I can claim that I am a child of God. You know, being God's child has its privileges. Many of you will remember when I used to take care of my mom before she died of dementia, and I was her baby. And I was proud to be her baby. But at some time when she became 85, I looked at her and said, Mom, I was your baby, but now you my baby. Because she got to a point, I had to do everything. I had to change her, bathe her, feed her, and even in her short memory, she smiled and understood, yep, I'm in your care. When you are a child of God, you're in his care. Whether you know it or not, you're in the total dependence on God. You may put the spoon up to your mouth, but God gives you the food. You may swallow and digest, but God creates the food, the water. You are a child of God. No matter what anybody says about you, it doesn't change the fact that you are God's child. Somebody turn to your neighbor and say, you're God's child. We belong to God, and when we believe Jesus Christ and we have faith in Jesus Christ, we are adopted into his family. We are part of the kingdom of God. Not only when we belong to Christ are we a child of God, the Bible says that we are clothed in Christ. Verse 26 says, so in Christ who were baptized, children of God through faith. 27 says, for all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. When we are baptized into Christ, it symbolizes we have been buried with him. And when we come out of that water, it symbolizes a new life with him. And being clothed in Christ is a special thing. But some of y'all, you can't tell who you're wearing. It's interesting, Sister Janet, that the First Lady, and women will understand this more, they even know what the First Lady of the United States is wearing. She's wearing such and such. I would say Versace, but I know that's old stuff. I don't know what they're wearing now. When you're going down the red carpet, particularly with the women, they say she's wearing this or she's wearing that. We ought to know that you're wearing Christ. Folk ought to not have to figure out what you got on. They should know that you're wearing a whole lot of love. They should know that you're wearing a whole lot of forgiveness. They should know that you're wearing a whole lot of acceptance. When you wear Christ, the fragrance of Christ lingers and attracts. When you got on Christ, you have to have a certain spirit that lingers. When you leave, they say, something was about that sister. Something was about that brother. And then it ought to attract folk to God. Some of y'all ain't wearing the right stuff. Some of y'all wearing stuff that repels. Come on, somebody. Some folk don't want to go to church because what you wearing. Some of y'all wearing an attitude. Some of y'all wearing some nasty spirit stuff. Come on, somebody. Self-centeredness. Turn to your neighbor and say, you might need to change. Sometimes folk walk out the house and they jacked up. They think they shy. But you say, I think you better go look in the mirror again. Some people need to change. Because when you belong to Christ, you know you're a child of God, but you got to watch what you're clothing. If you got to put on Christ, God has saved you. That was his work. But putting on Christ is about our will. You know one thing I need? To reflect his image on earth. You know one thing I know? That if we really had on Christ, the church would be packed to the max. Because the world will say, this is something different. Yeah. Yeah. They love me no matter when I'm nasty. They forgive me when I'm wrong. They are the ones who are concerned about the poor. They are the ones who are concerned about those incarcerated. Yeah. They are the ones who don't have a racist spirit. They are the ones who reflect Christ. Your neighbor once again and say, what are you wearing? When we belong to Christ, we are a child of God no matter what the world says. When we belong to Christ, we are clothed in Christ. We ought to be stepping just like, you know, I love the red carpet because they just know they're looking good. They stop. They pause, you know. We ought to be walking like that in the world. Look, it's not about us. But it's all about Jesus. When you belong to Christ, you know you are a child of God. When you belong to Christ, you are clothed in Christ. And when you belong to Christ, we need to understand this. We are one in Christ. Verse 28 says, there is neither Jew nor Gentile. Nationalists need to go away. It's not that we're not patriotic, but it doesn't make us better than other countries. There's neither slave nor free. Our socioeconomic status does not matter. You got on the best suit. See, I don't even shop anymore. I don't even have names in my head because, you know, y'all know whatever that expensive stuff is, it doesn't make you any better. If somebody's going to, somebody call it, was it Targi or something? They had some French name, the Target. You know, sometimes you go to Target, you know. Yeah, Target. Yeah. If you got on that, you can step just as fine as everybody else. Our social status doesn't matter. Neither male nor female. The gender equality should be in the church. It's universality of Christianity. We are one in Christ. No matter what our socioeconomic status is, no matter what our national belonging is, no matter what our gender is, we belong to Christ and we are one in Christ. Jesus said in John 17, make them one. My brothers and sisters, it's just good to belong to Jesus. It's good to say that we are one baptism, one faith in Christ Jesus. We are one. I heard that before somewhere. Amen. We are one in him. And I just stopped by this morning. Come on, Moriah. We're gonna sing our koinonia, but I want us to walk around as we're singing our koinonia to close today, telling everyone that you meet. And I want you to go to somebody you don't know. You know, we love each other, but we go to our same little cliques. And everybody has affinities for certain people, but I want you to go to somebody you haven't talked to in a while and say you belong here. Come on, Moriah, as we sing our koinonia, everybody stand up and we're going to walk around and we're going to greet each other, telling whoever you greet, you belong here. You belong in Christ. Come on, let's do that right now.